And Zoe Yates, would you come tell us what God has done in your life?
Hello, I am Zoe Yates. Ever since I can remember, my parents have read the Bible, sang church songs, and explained to me and my siblings what it meant to be a Christian. For a while, I didn't really care. I had heard over and over again, God is perfect, we deserve hell, Jesus died on the cross for anyone who would believe. But I loved my sin, and I only cared about pleasing myself. A few years later, I was probably 8 or 9, I began to grow worried about where I would go when I died. I did not want to go to hell. Every night, I asked my parents how to become a Christian and how to know if I was saved or not. My mom's reply was always, read 1 John. Then she would quote John 6:37, all that the Father gives to me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. But I thought for sure there had to be something I could do. Surely Jesus' death on the cross was not enough. Every night I would pray, Heavenly Father, please help me become a Christian, as if I could do it somehow. I don't think at that time I really wanted to die to myself and follow Jesus as Christians are commanded to do. Matthew 16:24 says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I wanted Jesus as my Savior, but not as my Lord. Or in other words, I wanted to go to heaven, but continue in my sin. I love my sin, and I wanted to serve myself. Now, I can't point to an exact date when God saved me from my sin, but it was sometime last year. God opened my eyes and helped me see how ugly my sin really was. I knew then that no matter how hard I tried, I could never do anything to fix that. Jesus, who lived a perfect life, was my only hope. I am so thankful for what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus died for me, an undeserving sinner. Jesus changed my heart and my life. I have repented by his grace. I no longer love my sin. I do not want to live for myself. Being a Christian does not mean I am perfect. I still sin, but now I am no longer a slave to sin. For the rest of my days on earth, I want to live for him, eagerly awaiting his return. I'm here to be baptized today, to boast in Christ, my Savior.
Zoe, on the basis of your profession of faith and the evidence of a transformed life, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.